Blog Talk Radio.
You ready, baby?
Yo, honey, I've been thinking about it. I really just don't want to go to this party tonight. I know these are your friends. I know this is special, but I'm just not feeling it tonight like that.
Look, all of my friends are waiting for me. I have to go in.
Look, I'm not going with them tonight.
Universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're just ready to make this thing do what it do. I appreciate everybody who's joining us on Facebook, as well as those people joining us on the board on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Instagram. The call-in number for Blog Talk Radio is 347-857-4192. And if you want to be a part of it by being able to chat with me, you just press 1, and I will make sure I get you on the line by identifying you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then ask you to offer your location or your name, then give that expertise that you have that you would like to share about the topics we're talking about tonight. The web link, if you just want to listen to the show or just hear the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Now, if you just want to go back and check this show out later, if you see it's going on, but you can go back and check it out later, you can. Just go to that same web link, type in, or just type in whatever show you want to hear. We have over 350 episodes if you combine the 3 seasons that we've been into existence. So we're so glad to have this opportunity. Again, those individuals on Facebook, those individuals on Instagram, a shout out for those individuals on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. On Instagram is Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So you have an opportunity to view us several ways, as well as listen to us through our radio talk show. So we're so excited to be here. I say that so many times. God's just blessing us, blessing that we have a chance to come before you and share some sports, share our thoughts on sports, share our ideas on sports. And we'll broadcast at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I have a group of awesome people that join us, and I'm so glad to have this team. Yeah, this team volunteered, but they're compensated. The Lord is blessing us. So all of the blessings begin to trickle down from heaven. They're being blessed from being here. And there will be some kind of financial compensation for you in due time, because God is good. You know, that's why I hang my hat on, the blessings, and just putting my trust in our Lord and Savior, and he's going to bless us tenfold, 100-fold, however you want to say it. So we look forward to making sure we put something in their pocket, because they took time to be a part of this. Now, the co-hosts, and I'm just going to call out the names of them, and they're going to join me as they call in. And sometimes they're a little bit behind. Again, it's volunteer. When you volunteer, you have things happen as well. So what we want to make sure, I want to give them a shout-out. We hail from South Central Alabama. He's going to join us about 8:30. He guaranteed me that by calling in earlier and saying that he'll join us about 8:30. Our high school resident expert, none other than Coach Tony Stallworth. We call him Touchdown Tony. Also, we have the young lady, or the lady of the hour. So proud to have her as part of this, because she's my daughter. So glad to have her. She's into her, what's the day? Second day back at work as an educator here in Montgomery, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith. Also, we have a radio personality. He's been heard on several radio stations locally. He also has what we call the E-Prank, travel from the line, the border lines of Florida and Alabama, up to Montgomery, over to Troy, Alabama, then down to Dothan, then make a stop in Ox. None other than Daryl E-Train. He's our radio personality. And then we also have a young man here, a millennium, that's joining us. He comes in as an expert every time, every now and then. That's Coach Cameron Gilmer. He's in Central Alabama. The next young man, he's been tag-teaming with me for the last many shows we've been having. I'm so glad to have him. And I see, and I know he's going to call in, because they also started school. He's an educator and a coach as well. And everybody started school as the teachers are back this week. In a lot of cases, of people are actually back as face-to-face, in-person, going on start his week very parts of the southeast part of the United States. And none other than the King. So proud to have him. And I know he's going to run buzz in here in a minute. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards. Those are the individuals that make up the team. So glad to have him because, see, God is so good. Doors so we can visualize this, so we can see it prosper and grow. Back in 2017, Lord bless me with a vision, say, I have something for you to do, and that is to, you need to find a way to get the word out. So he said, I'm going to expose you to Blog Talk Radio. And once he exposed me to Blog Talk Radio, we started off with our first show on the Talking Sports Plus out of Southern Florida, Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, where I was living. And we prospered to the point where we are now. As I said, we have way over 300 episodes dealing with the Smith Way production. So it's a blessing. God have something for you. Don't shy away from it. Run to it. Make sure you take upon yourself to do his works, because he's going to require you, he's going to ordain you, and you have to do. As I had a conversation earlier about inspire to inspire. That's what it should be. It's a ministry of Latay Pickett, one of our first guests that we had on our Real Talk about life issues. We had her to come on, and she always, that's her ministry. Inspire to inspire. You can go to Facebook, check out the tape, pick it, and you can be a part of it as well. Also, as you notice, I'm going to give a shout. I'm taking this time to kind of talk about some things. And, you know, I support black business, and I support young people doing things in the area of business. So, as you see, I have a shirt that says Zuma. Zuma, I talked about it from time to time with Mamacita. Mamacita is Dana Bowser. She's out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And I told her, I purchased this shirt, and I said, I'm going to make sure I have it on for one of my shows, my sports show. She has a Zuma. She had it tonight, which is at 6 o'clock. We want you to check it out from time to time. If you want to get some exercise, you have an opportunity to get some exercise. So just go to Dana Bowser page, that's WSERDANA, and check her out, and you can be a part of that, and it's a great opportunity. So I'm wearing my shirt, and I'm raising up to let everybody know, Zumba, check it out. I support. I also purchased a face mask as well. So just supporting one another, that's what it's all about, and that's what this vision was, to make sure we get the word out. So the word is out in regards to that individual. Also, want to make sure I give a shout out to Erica Kennard. Her book, Brother, I Am Sorry, is available on Amazon. You can purchase the book. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's $20. And it's an awesome book. It's a must read. Check it out. Brother, I'm Sorry. The artist, Erica Kennard. She's also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Dallas, Texas, Fort Worth area. And she was on our show. She accepted an invitation to be a guest. And I make sure I publicize those individuals. Then we also have several other authors that's been a part of this. Phoenix, Q Brown, she was on our show. And she have an awesome book about just rising like a phoenix, to rising from the fires and the resiliency to not give up. And that's in the book. And I'll make sure I post it all on my book. And also check out my book as well. You know, I take this time to take advantage of that. I have a book that I published in the second book I published, actually, is the third, because I had a series one and two, published in 1st of January. In a December, it's $20, and it's Don't Be Scared to Love. It relates to our Tomorrow Night show. I just talked to our relationship show, Don't Be Scared to Love. And it's a short read, but I can tell you, it hits the point. and we want you to purchase one of those books for $20. And I'm looking forward to it. And actually, go to my email, which is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let me know you're interested, and I have it. Now we're running a post on that through my Facebook page, a feed, what have it on. All you got to do is click on, go to, you want to purchase a book, just tell me you want, how many you want, then you can cash out as well as use PayPal. So those are the kind of things I want to make sure we understand. This is what we're trying to do. This is what this vision. Well, we're going about to talk some sports now. I was kind of taking a little time pass by. My co-host can join us and be a part of it. Just hadn't joined in yet, but I'll make sure. We got seven people on the line. Now, the title for our tonight's show is Coronavirus is Still Winning. Sports may have to wait, part two. We're going to have part one last week. Now, I also want to tell you how to tweet the show if you're interested in tweeting the show. Tweet the show at Talking Sports Plus with the number one, at Lorenza D. Smith, at Elliot Darrow with the number one, at Tremaine Edward, the number seven, at Coach with a K, capital K, underscore L underscore Smith. You can tweet each and every one of those individuals about the show, what you want to share with, and they'll make sure they get it to me as quick as possible, just so we can be all a part of it. So it's going to be an awesome night tonight. See, we're going to focus. See, Talking Sports Plus brand is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're going to talk about coronavirus. It's still winning. It's still winning. It's causing sports to have a different look. If you've been, the NBA restarted, but you have no fans there. It's like a glorified scrimmage, but they're playing games to get to the playoffs. The MLB started, no fans. However, they're running into a problem with COVID-19. The Marlins, Miami Marlins, you had like 19 players and staff to contract COVID-19. They had to, in essence, sit out a while and forfeit games. You got the Philadelphia Phillies doing the same thing. You got a lot going. So COVID, coronavirus is still winning, people. Let's not go to sleep on it, because it's time to make sure we do what we're told, practice the safety measures that's needed. And in sports, the same thing's going to apply to them. They're going to have to be able to practice the safety measures, but making sure you wash your hands or make sure the surface that you're in, a weight room, a training room, is clean. Even a football out on a football field need to be clean after each and every one of the snaps. You got to make sure it's sprayed down. You see what I'm saying? You got to make sure you wear your mask. If you're not wearing a mask over your mouth under a helmet, you should have a shield, which is a mask, inside of the face mask. That's working toward practicing the safety measures. We have to keep in mind in football, basketball, it's hard to social distance. But you have to make sure that your school, if you have any of your sons and daughters, nieces and nephews, grandchildren playing, that they are taking the right safety measures. And I want to talk about that, because coronavirus is still winning. You have to make sure they are testing. At some point, they must test that child to make sure he's not a carrier. If he's from the ages of 10 to 19, those individuals are the case. Yes, the body and because of the antibodies in it, they can fight it off, but they can be the carrier, because this gets into your blood system and it becomes dormant and it hides from any test that's there because you're thinking they're at that age. You need to make sure the schools are doing that. Let's practice the safety measures. Demand it if you have relatives participating in football, participating in basketball, AAU basketball. Make sure you demand that some form of test. If those individuals are practicing like they're supposed to, like testing these young men and young ladies, then 9 times out of 10, they probably won't be in existence very long, because it's so expensive. One test costs $6 to $7 for one test. They're not giving out free. We don't have enough to give out to our population of people, all of the people who are contracted are being tested unless you, if they are at a certain time, you got to be there early in the morning. So the ideal is if you allow them to play these sports, demand that they take care of your child. Because if they are, if it's dormant in them or your grandchild or your niece or your nephew or cousin, make sure they're doing something. Because even though they're not sick now, if it's dormant, it's affecting organs. And 4 years from now, it could be a problem. So we have to be very serious about coronavirus. It's nothing to play with. Love to see them play football. Love to see them make money. Because that's what it is. You know, that's what everybody figures. That is, the world goes around based on the money. If money becomes first for life, that's why our hashtag for this network, for this enterprise, and for the Smithway production is, you'll see it on, I'll be posting it all over my feed. That is hashtag One Life Matter. I have shirts that are being shipped right now that's coming in. If you want one of those shirts for One Life Matter, I need for you to email me, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. With your size, they are men's shirts. And also, I require you to pay the shipping and handling on it, which will be $4.95. That's all. Shirt is free. The size of shipping and handling. Get your shirt, because it will be available. Hopefully tomorrow's show I'll have the shirt on, and you'll get a chance to see it. But it talks about our Talking Real to You cast that's on the back of it. It has got hashtag One Life Matter, and it has in the individual shaded in individual on it. It's going to be awesome. Get you one. I want you. If it's $4.95, you can cash out $4.95 if you're interested, and you'll cash out to me. And I'll make sure I get that information as soon as the shirt is. I'm going to get pictures and post them on Facebook, and you can order your shirt as soon as possible. Just go to my email and just go put in, I'm interested in one shirt, two shirt, whatever. But I would, you know, actually limit, I'm going to limit to two shirts per individual in your size so I can get them out. Just 24 this round, and we're going to have some more available. So they're going to be available. So let's make sure you get one of those shirts. Hashtag One Life Matter. All right, let's get to back exactly the topics we're going to talk about dealing with coronavirus and still winning. Sports may have to wait, part two. And we want you to truly, truly understand that we try to focus on historical black colleges and universities, but then we have to go around and touch on the coach's corner. What's out there? The hottest topic. And we want to talk about some of the hottest topics. One of the topics we want to discuss, something that's over the weekend that really woke some people up and kind of gave us the ideal that with our Black Lives Matter movement, I'm not going to say it's a movement because it's always going to be here. Movements come and go. So Black Lives Matter, what we have going on is that a lot of the college football players realize that now they have power. They have power to share their points and get some demand. So what happened over the weekend was in the Pac-12, that consists of teams out in California, Arizona, Washington, those teams decided, the players decided, over 400 players decided to put some things together, some demands together, and asking the PAC conferences, it consists of 12 schools, to meet their demands. And their demands are, one of them would be, they're thinking about their life when they said they want to see a better safety protocol dealing with COVID-19. That was the first demand they asked for, because everybody is using a sliding scale. We don't know what to put in place. The CDC give you guidelines, but they're recommending. And we take it and choose it. And I think that if you're at that level and you're the one doing the research, don't. And we're dealing with something that we never have dealt with in our lifetime now. It happened back in 1918 and 1919. Most of us, that's not our lifetime. But we was learning then, and we're still learning, but we need to put the safety measures in place to protect these athletes, these football players in the Pac-10, over 400 made that demand. So that's why I said call for those high school coaches to explain to you as parents, as grandparents, as cousins, what is y'all safety measures you put in place? My son, my grandson, my relatives from contracting this, because they're going to be tackling on top of people, holding them to people going to have droplets coming out. Like I said, from the ages of 10 to 19, those individuals are considered to be the carriers. They're the one carrying it. So in essence, that means they can it can relieve and lead them and go to somebody else that's tackling them. Ask what kind of safety measures there. If someone on that team contracts COVID-19, how are you going to handle that? What you going to do? Are you just going to continue to play football? Or are we going to try to address the issues? So what? That's the demand I ask high school parents, middle school parents, to ask these coaches. Put them, you know, put them on, put some fire upon them so they can tell you. I coached for over 35-plus years, and I know how locker room is and how it's kept. I know they're talking about they can carry the uniform home, they can do all this, but you know, they're still communicating with, they're going to stay because children are going to be children. And I know if it was so, the idea was so great to control them, why are all these schools are counseling their fall sports? Just think about that. You have major conferences. Now you had a Division I school, a Power 5 conference team to cancel its season because they, for the safety of the players, but because instead of making money, money's going to be lost. Well, life is number one. That's the priority, and that's the University of Connecticut. The Pac-10, Pac-12, I go to Pac-12, I'm sorry, 10 is what they used to be. Pac-12, you had that demand, safety protocol. How are we going to handle this? What are we going to do? How are you going to protect my life? Another thing they ask for, and it's commonly being said now because we eventually we're going to be moving to our paying athletes, they ask for 50% of the revenue. These players said that 50% should go to the players who's out there participating. Also, they ask that the coaches' salaries, athletic directors and administrators' salaries be cut so we can have money in play to deal with this situation. This is what we're moving toward. The Pac-10 have set the stage. Other players and other conferences are going to do the same thing. So they're asking for these demands, and some of these demands are going to be met and some of them not. What they're demanding in the form of the 50% of revenue and try to downplay safety measures and protocols. It's number one priority. That's what I'm telling you. That's why historical black colleges and universities, which four conferences make up that's the Southwest Athletic Conference, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, as well as the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference and the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, decided to play this movie back to the spring. We can't take chances. Why the Power 5 feel they just got to go do it? The Group of Five, we got to go do it. We're going to lose millions and millions. Our community going to lose millions, but we're going to lose lives too. We up to 500, up right at 150,000 individuals that have died in this country. And we can blame it on everybody, but my thing is I ain't trying to blame it. I want to know how we're going to deal with it now. And that's what the Pac-12 players are asking. And you should be asking the same thing and not sit around and allow individuals that want to make a profit off your child, your grandchild, and not considering what would be long-term. Because we ain't talking about now. We're talking about long-term. What's going to happen 4 years from now, 6 years from now, because this has been dormant in his body, coronavirus, COVID-19, it has attacked your major organs, and now you're having blood clots. 21, 22, 23 years old. Who's going to answer that question then? That's what we're debating to. So we want you to be just vigilant. We want you to be out there demanding what's right for the young people. Our hashtag again is One Life Matter. Get your shirt. Email me, Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D, Smith, 15, at gmail.com. Let me know what size, and you do understand you're going to be responsible for shipping and handling. And we'll have the Cash App on there as well, so you can send that $4.95 to make sure we take care of the shipping and handling. We look to see that. I want to look at my email tonight full of all of y'all individuals online to make sure you're going to get a shirt. Because I want you to promote it called One Life Matter. One life. That's what it's all about. All right, our second topic we want to focus on is in regards to discuss should the Power Five conferences have a commission, a czar. All of these Power Five teams, the 65 Power Five teams. You know the little conference. Let me kind of remind you of the conference. We just talked about the Pac-12. You have the Big 12. You have the Big Ten. You have the ACC. You have the SEC, which is the Southeastern Conference, Atlantic Coast Conference. You have the Big Ten. You have the Pacific Athletic Conference. And you got to make sure you have the Big 12, which is out in the Southwest. Should they have a commissioner, somebody at the top that's going to be able to make the decision? I want to explain how the NCAA works. It is a watchdog agency. However, all the decisions made dealing with these colleges are made by college presidents. They put a governing body together to make these decisions. So the question is, should they have one person in charge when you're dealing with, you're talking about 65 college presidents sitting and you know, one person going to speak. I think they should turn that power over to the NCAA. Don't use it as to make the money, but to enforce your laws and your rules. Allow this decision to be made. Do what they want. And that's what happened with these conferences. Some of the conferences are starting. I think the SEC, which is the Southeastern Conference, is going to start football, play the first game on September 26th, trying to be ready to deal with coronavirus. Then you got some conferences decide, and the Power Five don't want to pay on the Labor Day weekend. You had some adjustments by a lot of those conferences saying that we're only going to play 10 conference games. On it, you have the Sun Belt, smaller of the conference, going to play, not a Power Five, it's one of the smaller group of five, it's going to play 8 games, schedule conference game, and just all the way back at 4 more games. And now you're talking about on the 0 week, which is not Labor Day weekend, is the before Labor Day, or the week before Labor Day. So you have all of this going on. The question is, are we really in a hurry to put people out on the field to make the money? Are we here concerned about hashtag One Life Matter? I want you to keep that in mind. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with me. You can share your location or your name and just jump in and just offer your expertise. Should it have a commission? I want to just think about it. Should they have a commission? Should it be one person that, you know, like the NBA guy or like the NFL, NHL, MLB, person up there, commission? But I want one thing to be, JJ, we can agree or not agree, but I'm going to tell you. If it's going to be a commissioner up there, it's time for an African American. Since we said Black Lives Matter, we're demanding justice and equality. That commissioner needs to be black. We don't have one in none of those major sports, professional. I can honestly say we don't have one in the Power Five. We have 80% football players and basketball players. That's a demand. We have marched for pain. Now it's time to march for change. We demand to have a black commissioner if you're going to have a commissioner, a czar, over the 65 Power Five conference schools. I want that to happen. That's my demand. I want you to keep that on your mind and share it with individuals because that's what it's all about. We don't want to bring somebody that may not understand what we're doing and the players that we that makes up these rosters of these colleges, the Power Five as well as the Group of Five, and don't have the opportunity for a black commish. It's time. 2020 is time. I see it's fine to have it or even give the power to the NCAA. The president have to relinquish it. Because he's going to relinquish the power to a commissioner. He's not going to be able to make a decision about schools or something. One size don't fit all. Because what's happening up in the Midwest right now bothers us in the South because of the weather and everything. Coronavirus don't operate well in the colder area. When I said that, most people expect the big hit to come in September, October, and November. I want you to think about that. So you can't come to me and tell me and share with me that the same thing, we need to play the same thing. So you have to have somebody. And we have to look out. College presidents are hired to take care of university. They're going to look out for his students. And that's what we got to consider. So if that commissioner still got to go through those college presidents. That's something we want to share. We also want to talk about, discuss whether or not the Power Five conferences should delay the start of the 2020 season. You're seeing that begin to happen because the SEC, one of the most powerful conferences, pushed their game back to the 26th, as well as I think is one more other conference that has done the same thing. But we still have these other want to get out here, get out in front, say we want to start on Labor Day weekend. This something is not right. The Big Ten want to start on Labor Day weekend, play 10 games, 9 plus 1 out, and be through right at Thanksgiving. So it's a give-and-take situation. So everybody's doing what they want to do, but a commissioner could be the person that helped promote this a little better. So we want to look, but it has the African-American commission. I'm calling it out right now because I want to see it happen because we don't have a commissioner in the Power Five, Group of Five, NBA. A lot of money up there, a lot of players up there. We had everything. We got Black Lives performed, but we ain't got no commissioner. I see Adam Silver, but we got black individuals, African American, do the same job and even better. Major League Baseball, NFL, NHL. I can go down. This is the change we want. We want change, and it has to happen in 2020. So they're delaying the season. They're pushing it back, and we're going to see the change happening with that. We'll see how, because I think in 2 days, players are able to start preseason, have 4 weeks of preseason in the Southeastern Conference, so they can play by the 26th. We're going to see if everybody able to get started and be ready to go on Labor Day weekend. One thing about it, our historical black colleges and universities made a good choice. Several other universities on the FCS level, which is the football championship subdivision, Division 1 AA, Division 2, Division 3, NAIA, all of them said we're going to push it back to the spring. And we're going to talk about how the schedule should look. We talked a little bit about it. I shared a little bit what I would recommend would be the schedule for dealing with all these sports in the spring. Also, we want to kind of take an opportunity to look at all the adversity that's going on between the NCAA and the Power Five. As you know, it didn't just start with coronavirus. It started happening when the state of California put in legislation that they would allow players to be paid for likeness. That means, you know, if you take my jersey, and you have my jersey on your rack, I need to get the money for it, not the university. And that's something. My only challenge is that, and I'd like you to share your thoughts on it too. So you can call in 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, and you share your expertise. My only problem is that how you going to value every individual that's out there performing. Because in football, it takes a team effort. Yeah, you may have an outstanding quarterback. You just might have, but he can't do it without an offensive line. He can't do it without receivers. He can't do it without running back. So my thing, y'all, you're going to share the money equally. I don't care if he's the 57th player on the team. Everybody should get the money if you're going to start paying people. And when you say likeness, it means that we're going to buy – your jersey won't be any good if I'm not out there blocking for you. because the quarterbacks are most likely more attached and having lunch in the NFL, even college, and with their alignments because they need to block. So we when we start doing this, we got to make sure. So this adversity between the NCAA and the Power Five and possibly all of the schools, but the Power Five is the one that netting each spring. Now, it didn't happen too much this spring, just a little bit this spring. It was down, the numbers. Most schools in the SEC, as a member of the conference, received $30 to $40 million. Equally split because of TV rights and being on television. Every school, no matter where you won or lost, you got $30 million or $40 million, however it was the cut for. So you're talking about there's a lot of money being used there. So, yes, they can go on. They can test through coronavirus. They can test because the tests are $6 to $7 per pop. And you have to do this two or three times a week because, as we know, it's a sliding scale. And we got to understand it's moving. Coronavirus is moving. We from the beginning, we heard, oh, it's not going to be able to operate in the summer. In your local place, what are your numbers? I can tell what the numbers are where I am. It went probably 14, 15 weeks. Maybe I might be off a little bit. Might be way above 1,500. And you're talking about doing what? From Memorial Day, which is warm, all the way down to where we are now. We're in them dog days of August now. And the numbers, they say going down a little bit, but they're still there. It's supposed to wipe it out. It's supposed to hit it, Pete. I mean, coronavirus went down and we've been in safe, but it not happened. So we don't know. It mutates in whatever it wants to mutate in. And we have to understand and accept that. Practice the safety measures. Wear your mask. Stay 6 feet, social distance. Wash your hands and stay at home. Unless it's essential. It's not free to get out here. That's why it's commutable and transferred at a higher rate. And one thing, and I know some people are going to be upset, you being told from the beginning, first, you know, it was like you can be in your family's 10. Then they said don't matter the number. A lot of times, even the players now in the Marlins said, you know, only people who are around our family. A lot of times, it could be a carrier, your family. We have to be very careful. Some of the barbecues, we're going to have to do it by. Don't be afraid of it. Some people meet and have lunch with family members, virtual or Zoom. Whatever you feel like, you're going to have to, until we can get a control on this thing, it's mutating to whatever it wants to mutate. It adjusts to the heat when we say it's supposed to die to the heat. It's going to go back and revert to the cold weather. It's just we don't know, and let's not play with one life. That's why it matters. Get your shirt. Make sure you do it. Email lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com, your size, and understand the shipping and handling fee. And we'll have posted on the website, on the feed, the Cash App, or the PayPal. You can send it for $95. All right, let's move forward to looking at some historical black colleges and universities. We're talking about they moved all the fall sports, to the spring. And we put a schedule together, and we shared it a little bit last week. And we said that since everything's going to kick off in January, because that's actually the spring semester, most places fall to spring now. So that means that since we know basketball don't get into play, we refer to the historical black colleges and universities now. The conference play don't start up to January 2nd, 3rd. We said January 2nd, you can start with the conference and do a full season of basketball. Or to the point you're ready for March Madness, if it's available. We also thought that we could get volleyball in then at that time. As well as we talk about these schools that move to the fall. We thought we also get bowling in and possibly cross country in. Get them in, playing in that first season. We're going to have two seasons, this season one. And have our championship conclude first of March, somewhere around March, middle, so we can move basketball to the March Madness if it exists. Football training will start up in the end of January and go through 4 weeks in the month of February. That's it. And it's moving toward our second season. Our second season, as well as baseball, softball, all of them will start then getting ready, because that's what they do anyway. Baseball starts and start even before in the fall. But they'll start then in February, and they'll have the season kicked off, and they'll be, I mean, the season was kicked off in March, and then they will be able to play the games and get ready for the NCAA tournament that always goes, not when you're in school in May, it always pushed back into closing going into June. So they'll still be able to operate softball, baseball. Now, football championship will be done the second Saturday in May for the historical black colleges and universities. So you can check that out in the spring. Track will be convened as well, and that's normally the track goes a little bit into the summer as well. Kids be going to graduate and move, I mean, they're out of school. Then you have tennis and golf, all of that come into play in the spring. Like it. So there's so many things that are going on that I'm suggesting, it is recommended, I'm going to post it on my Facebook page, that you possibly can kind of see how the fall sports going to operate coming up here this, when all of them going to be bunched up together. And I know these universities got their own plan. It's just what I recommend. That's my observation. And I think it could be used. You have two seasons in the spring. Season one consists of your normal winter sport, basketball. You can throw volleyball in there. You can throw cross country in there. And you can just throw whatever, bowling, whatever they do during that time. And then move forth in the second season, which is going to start after March 1st. And you can get your football, you can get your baseball, your softball. You can get your outdoor track in. Because all of this happened anyway. I guess people have noticed that, you know, basketball for the SWAC starts the second day or third day in January anyway, and they play into March Madness, normally where it goes. Then also you remember now, spring training for football starts in February, and they go through a spring training, then they play their A game in April. So the season that comes in there anyway will be, it's already existing. This is nothing new. And I'm quite sure there will be some awesome suggestions from those conferences. That's just my recommendation. All right, let's move forth and talk about a little high school because it's so important. I thought my one of the co-hosts, both of them, would jump on. They said they would, and they hadn't yet. But you know, it's all right. We're going to make it do what it do. We have about 12 minutes, and we're going to share some thoughts about high school. A lot of the high schools, several high schools, have decided to cancel fall sports for the first 9 weeks. I can give you several counties have done that. They include maybe one or two teams, three teams in there. You have Barber County in the state of Alabama have decided to cancel fall sports, meaning the football and the volleyball. The same thing about basketball now. They'll get to basketball because basketball really don't kick off till late October, October going November and December, and then the area play going the next in January. So they'll be able to kind of do that. Sumter County is another place, which is over in West Alabama, just north of just north of Highway 80 going to Mississippi. You have Greene County that is north of Sumter County, and they are not playing any fall sports. They are canceling fall sports. Choctaw County is canceling. They have two. Their board of education have canceled fall sports as well. They have two teams. Matter of fact, one of their teams is ranked in the 1A poll, ranked number 9. But they made a decision. The superintendent and the board made a decision for health reasons, and that's what we have to recognize. Football is one of the games that you can't practice social distance. You can't. It's impossible. And you're not giving young people a choice. What you're doing is telling them that, you know, if you don't play, you're going to lose your year and everything. But also say, remember, they, a lot of the young people are carriers when they're carriers, it's dormant in their body. It ain't showing up because they're not testing them. They don't feel like I got to test young people until one of them gets sick. But it's being carried. It is, each day, you know, I think about this, and I know a lot of you won't relate to this. And to me, it was a movie called Alien. And it went over, went to the planet where the alien was, and the alien would get into the body of the individual and go dormant, and then would grow in from that and learn everything about the human and come out and be hard to deal with. I'm not saying coronavirus is that, but I just want to use that as an example. It can go dormant in your body and attack your vital organs and lead you to having some damage later on. And we have to consider that when we have our young men and young women out there participating in contact sports or just being around each other. So those counted. Then we have Muscle Shoals up there in North Alabama, up there by Florence. They have decided to postpone all athletic competition until the first week in September. So they are moving it back. Some schools are ready to get started on August 20th, especially with football. They won't be. It'll be after September, the first week of September. That's when, and they're making a decision for the sake of their children as well. Also in Georgia, they had a major decision today, and I didn't get a results on our check and make sure let everybody know. But they also had run into a problem in one of the schools up in Decatur, Georgia. Decatur High School decided to cancel three of their football games, and then they're moving their season back. Same thing Muscle Shoals is doing for late September. You know, they won't be able to play until the 25th of September because they're thinking about the safety of their children. Then you have Jefferson County Public Schools. You know, they all had several student athletes. Essentially, everybody keep telling you, young people can't contract this. Young people can't. But several student athletes, faculty, and staff members in the Jefferson County Public School, which is not the Birmingham Public School, it's Jefferson. It's all the surrounding schools in the county. Members have test positive. Staff members, faculty, and student athletes. That means the coaches, some other individuals, have test positive for COVID-19. And they said the young people can't get it. Let's not be fooled. Let's be serious and vigilant about our young people. So some of these school systems are backing it off. I think all of them should do. Back it off at least until the end of September. We kind of get a little bit better. And some people say, well, we ain't going to know that different then. But you can be like Jefferson County and your student athlete or your team contract COVID-19. What you going to tell that parent? I had a situation already. One of the people, persons that on one of our shows shared was a deal with children. They only had like a few number of students, and they had them spread it out. They had the family of kids together, and one of those children ended up contracting COVID-19, took it home, and the parent contracted. And that parent was hard on that person, and the person said they was in tears because you don't want to do anything to hurt a child. We got to hold our people accountable. We don't want that to happen. It already happened in Jefferson County, so we can't say it won't happen to 10 to 19. Let's think about our children. Think about our future. Because it ain't what's going to be going on now, what we play football now. It's what's going to happen 4 years from now because of this coronavirus being dormant in his or her body. Because their antibodies are so strong, they don't kill them. It just hangs around and attacks different organs in the blood system. And 4 years of now, they're shortened and suppressed. 4 years of now, they have things going on. This is what I want you to consider. It won't be enough Zumba. It won't be enough practice you can do to fight this off. We got to make decisions now for the future. So those schools are doing it. You have several school systems. Atlanta public school system decided to go virtual. DeKalb, if I'm not mistaken, Fulton is around Atlanta. They're doing the same thing. So school systems are doing this. You have them in Alabama doing it as well. You have in the Black Belt, you have Montgomery County. You have the Macon County, the Barber County, You have the Selma public school system just going to virtual to try to deal with this situation. Also, we want to look at how the cancellation of these teams in the state of Alabama that's playing at different levels, canceling these seasons so that team, whoever that's in the area, is going to lose the ball game. What effect would it have on regional play as well as championship or playoff play? I think it's going to have a series because we're going to have to make some adjustments. You have over here in Choctaw County, which is dropped down to 1A, is going to affect all those schools over in that area that's in that region right there. Then you have the Barber County. I'm talking about playing football as well. Sumter County is moving 4 or 5A. They're going to – in all of these cancellation will. So it creates problems for other schools, but it is what it is. We got to do and make the decision what's best for our young people. And I think that's what we have to make sure. Matter of fact, I know. Do we want to focus on sports and have a different criteria for academics and still say we care about people? This is my question to you. Is sports the priority or the academics, or is hashtag One Life Matter? Make sure you get your shirt. Make sure you email me and let me know your size. They're all in men's size. So let me know your size. That email is LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Keep in mind you are responsible for shipping and handling, which is $4.95. Get your shirt. Email me now because they'll be coming in tomorrow. Probably they'll be coming in tomorrow or even no later than Friday. So I have those shirts, and you'll like them. And those team of individuals that show – in relation to all that show, but we came up with it and used it on Talking Real to You. And that team of individuals, which is Lauren D. Smith, Cameron Gilbert, Dr. Olivia E. Smith, Scarlett H. Black, as well as Lisa Levine, their names are on the shirt. And you make sure you check it out, as well as myself as the host of that show. It's going to be awesome. It's been awesome tonight. Thank everybody that's been joining me. Give you all a shout-out that I always try to do on Instagram. You know, there's a hell on there, and I see one on here. Thank you for hanging out with us and that asked me about, and I'm trying to read, Home Ownership was joining us as well on Instagram. Thank you for doing that. Let's look at those individuals on Facebook because we want to make sure we give them a shout-out. We have Carolyn Goldsmith-Hendry. Thank you, Carolyn, so much. I think if I'm asking, did you retire recently? Working down there with public safety, law enforcement down the sheriff's department. I'm just asking that question. BJ, I guess on our show recently. BJ over there in Memphis. Thank you, BJ, so much for joining us. BJ Jefferson. Marvin Lala Smith, good friend. Marlon, have a show. Marvin, have a show on 12 o'clock. He runs a gospel virtual show, all meaning he does music through Facebook. Check him out. Go to Marvin Smith page, and you can check out his outstanding job he's doing playing that gospel music at noontime. Charlie Angel. Thank you, Charlie. For joining us as Nurse Jackson. Thank you, Jennifer, so much for joining us. Latte, inspired to inspire. Thank you so much. You have inspired, tell you me to inspire. Thank you so much, Latte Pickett. Thank you. Erica Butler. Thank you, Erica. Dr. Butler, I get it straight. I'm going to make sure I give it a shout-out because she always reminded me I was given an opportunity to work in education. She's one of my hires down in Butler County. Bullock County. Whoop! I've been in Butler County, but that was down in Bullock County. And as a principal down there, and I thank you so much, Dr. Butler. She's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. We also have Constance Camacho. Thank you, Constance, so much. Then we have Yvette Smith, my youngest sister, biological sister. Thank you, Yvette, so much for joining. Wendy is her name. Brian Steele. Member 5A, the Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Brian, for being supportive, you know, as just a frat brother, but a good friend. Thank you so much, Brian. Also, we have Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry out of Berkeley, California. She allowed me the opportunity to have a special guest on. He's coming back. He'll be here with me tomorrow night, and I'm going to share with you what that show is all about. If you haven't heard of it, you're going to enjoy it. And as Pastor Eddie Pratt joined us last week, and he's going to join us again on tomorrow night on the Love Cafe. Thank you so much, Denise, for doing that and sharing that. We also have Dana Bowser. I gave her the shout early. She has Zuma with Mamacita, the shirt I have on. Get with Dana, go to her page, and she has a Zuma that she had tonight, and she will share information. You can get you a shirt. I have a mask coming. I support those all business, especially she being a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's doing these positive things. This vessel is here to support the Smith Way Enterprise. LLC is here to support you. We've got several companies under us, underlying the Smith Way Production. We have the L&L Consulting Group. We also have my book publishing efforts. All that is done through that. Support us and purchase a book, like I stated earlier. It'll be on Facebook. You can check it out. And since you'll get a chance to read it on the feed, but I tag each and every one of you all in here. We also have Portia Phoenix. Portia, thank you so much. And I'm looking now, and I'm going to say it, and you can slap me around if I'm not right, because I'm looking at the bottom, and I'm going to assume that is a recognition for, and I'm going to say Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. If I'm not right, I'll correct it because I'll go back. Thank you, Portia Phoenix, for joining us as well. It's good to have you all here. And those are individuals that join us tonight. Now, tomorrow night, I want you to be a part of this show because this is going to be an outstanding show tomorrow. I'm looking forward to doing it. That's the Love Cafe. And the Love Cafe is going to focus on can relationship and marriage last without love? That's the question we're going to talk about tomorrow. The show is aired at 6 o'clock. p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's the Love Cafe, and it's the real love talk show which soothes your appetite, which would be your love appetite. Check it out. We have a menu full of lust, and that's what we call it, lust, which is your starter and your appetizer. We also have the menu consists of your entree, which is the attraction, and last but not least, as you finish up with your dinner, you get you some dessert, and you know what that is? That's your attachment. Check us out tomorrow, 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's the Love Cafe. I'm looking forward to being with you tomorrow. I'm so excited to have this opportunity tonight to be for you. We're going to get ready to close it out, and we want you to be a part of it. Type in your question and your statement. Share your thoughts with me. And that's what I want you to do because we're going to have an awesome time tomorrow. Just get ready. Because my prayer is I invited a team of individuals that wants to be a part of it and hope that I know Brother Pratt said he will be here tomorrow. So we're going to have him on the show. And he's a relationship coach and strategist. He offered some awesome things last week when he was on the show, and we gonna make it do what it needs to be done. I have to say, make it do what it do. I get it right. It's been exciting tonight. We're gonna close it out tonight. Thank you, everybody. You know, hashtag. I've been saying it all night. Make sure you get your shirt and hashtag One Life Matter. Also, hashtag Keep on Grinding. The next hashtag is communicate for understanding. The last one, as we talk about COVID-19 and coronavirus, is hashtag responsible. Use the safety measures to protect your life and family life. And last but not least, as we get ready to close this thing out, you know, God has been so good to us. He has brought us from a mighty long way. I have no problem. I give him the praise. All the praises I sent up, I know he's sending blessings. And the vision he sent out was a blessing so I can be before you and share some really positive things and share what God wants us to use his vessel for. I said thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of it. All of you taking your time. And as I close it out, I always close out with this, and people look at me like I'm crazy, but this is what it is, because it's all about being happy and being blessed. And I'm going to say this as the music starts up. I love you, and ain't a thing to do about it. Have an awesome night. We'll check you out tomorrow night. The Love Cafe at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. That's about it.